It's all yours.
Hi, everybody. My name is Bill Stainton. I'm so excited to have you on this call. This is going to be a great one. I've known Nancy Jutton. I'll tell you a little bit more about her in just a couple of seconds. I've known her for a number of years, and she's got a wealth of information that we're going to be tapping into. So here's the deal. If you want to engage with this live, we've got a Facebook page set up. Go to facebook.com/Nancy Jutton. That's capital N-A-N-C-Y, no space, capital J-U-E-T-T-E-N. Yes, it would be easier if she had a simpler last name, but she just doesn't, so we'll all have to get used to it. But it is Nancy Jutton, rhymes with button. So go onto that page if you have questions or comments. Let us know you're there. Post a comment. Say hi to us. Connect with all the other people who have shown up live for today's call. And if you hear some kind of an aha comment that or comment that you think can help you profit right away, share it with everybody because, you know, somebody might have missed it. So who is this call for? Well, the call is for you if you haven't found the courage to beat your own drum in a way that feels good to you. You know, a lot of us have a problem with that. We don't really like to toot our own horn. We feel that that's too boastful or something. And yet, you have to do it if you want to get known and get paid. So how do you do that? So instead of being the powerful messenger you want to be, you feel kind of like the silent member of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, you're in the right place today. This call is for you if you're ready to say hello to an actual systematic path that you can pave that's going to create multiple streams of income. Aren't those beautiful words? Multiple streams of income from your own expertise and your own experience, even if you're missing a few pieces in your skill set. You don't really have to worry about that. Nancy's going to tell us about her journey and how she's been able to create a really nice business model for herself, even if she doesn't have all the pieces in place. That's really important to know. This call is for you if you're tired of looking at your potential client list and thinking, you never give me your money. By the way, that's the title of a Beatles song. I do a bunch of Beatles stuff, so that's why we're weaving this Beatles thing in here. I hope that's okay. But if you're looking at your client list and thinking, you never give me your money, when what you really want to be doing is looking in the mirror and shouting, baby, you're a rich man or woman. That's another Beatles song, by the way. This call is for you. This call is for you if you want to learn from Nancy's long and winding road to success and use those lessons to make your road a little less long, a little less winding, so that you can get to your own financial independence faster. And finally, this call is for you if you've been working 8 days a week, get it, another Beatles thing, and you're ready to step forward to delegate the tasks you least like to do. I think a lot of entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, we feel like we need to take on everything. Maybe it's because it's a misguided attempt to save money, and it actually ends up costing money in the long run. But Nancy's going to tell us how she was able to let go of some of the things that, frankly, she's not interested in doing. It's not her strength, and that way she can focus on what she's really, really good at. And what she's really, really good at is getting known and getting paid, and it all starts with getting ready. And she's going to tell us about that. It sounds really big and exciting, and for the spotlight seekers in the world who love that, it all makes so much sense, doesn't it? And it sounds so worthwhile. But what if you're one of the people who isn't necessarily first in line to the microphone? You know, what if you're one of those who the idea of being in the spotlight just makes you feel a little queasy inside. You've got important work to do. You've got an important message to share, but the idea of getting on a main stage, whether that's an actual stage in front of an actual audience or just the huge stage that is the online world, if that's not your favorite place to be, then getting known might feel a little bit uncomfortable, and you might have some fear around that. Well, you're in the right place today, because getting there is the getting paid piece. In the aftermath of the Great Recession, and I like to think that we're in the aftermath, hopefully, but there are a lot of people who are struggling with this, whether they're spotlight seekers or introverts. Somewhere along their path to reinvention, intervention, they're getting serious about getting known and getting paid so that they can, and here's the important part, have control over their own destinies and love their lives in the process. So I'm really excited about today's call because we're going to cover the three steps that are essential for extroverts, introverts, and everyone serious about delivering a message that makes a difference. Here's what those three steps are. Get ready, get known, and my favorite, get paid. So to bring this conversation to life, let me tell you just a little bit about Nancy Jutton. I've known her for a number of years. It was probably about 2 years ago that she helped me craft a press release. I was doing some Beatles work, and she helped me craft a press release about my work with the Beatles. And it got me somewhere between 20 and 25 radio interviews all over the world. And I've been a fan of Nancy's ever since. But I've also seen her own journey. I've seen her build her business, especially over the past year. She's really starting to make a splash in the online world. And it's kind of fun watching how she's figuring all these steps out one by one and creating a really nice business for herself, a profitable business, a great business doing exactly what she loves with the people that she loves to do it with. Now, doesn't that sound great? Doesn't that sound wonderful? Let's find out how she did it. Nancy, are you here?
Because it
would be really
here.
Awkward if you weren't, if you're not.
I am so here, and I can't wait to get going.
Cool. Excellent.
You know, I love that you mentioned there are different kinds of people in the world. It's so true. And what a lot of people find so surprising, given how visible it appears that I am, is that I am absolutely an introvert. You have me sign up for a Myers-Briggs assessment, and I am an I all the way. I keep my company really well. I find a lot of comfort behind my desk. And while being in front of throngs of people on a stage is something I can do, what goes on between my ears before I step out, well, that's a whole different conversation entirely. When I go to those three-day events where I have to be on, it takes me a week to recover. Heck, driving around town into unfamiliar places creates a fair amount of anxiety on my part. I still haven't figured out how to use the Genius button or the GPS on my smartphone. The truth is, I do a whole lot better in smaller groups than one-on-one and on webinars and teleseminars like this from the comfort of my own home office. And here's the thing that I want everyone to hear. I've found a way to get known and get paid very well despite my foibles and missing pieces. This should offer great encouragement to those on the call who want that too and share some of my introverted sensibilities. Now, Bill, aren't you a little bit of an introvert too? I know you've gotten standing ovations from crowds in the hundreds and the thousands, but don't you have some of these same kinds of issues?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm actually kind of a quiet type off stage. You know, I was always the quiet kid at home. My sister was really kind of the extroverted one. I really kind of protect my own space. That said, I'm enormously comfortable being in front of a crowd of people on a main stage speaking, but I had to learn that. That didn't come naturally to me. It's difficult to overcome, and that's why I teach other people how to get over that also, because it is so important to be able to get your message across. I mean, look at what you're doing. You've got this amazing message, actually a whole sequence of messages, and if you kept them to yourself, who would that be serving? It would be serving nobody. It certainly wouldn't be serving you. And by you being willing to overcome that natural sense of introversion and being willing to put yourself out there on the big stage, you're helping thousands and thousands of people.
Well, thank you. And I think what you've done there just beautifully is made a really important point that I want to call out, is that self-promotion for self-promotion's sake really starts to feel like self-promotion. But when you come at it from a place of service to really try to make a difference for others, to empower people with skills and techniques and tools that they can own and make part of them so that they have that control for the rest of their lives, you know, that to me is the greatest compensation, when people can go out and about in the world and beat their own drum and feel good about it and actually have more of the right things happen in their business and their balance
yeah.
sheet in the world. I've sort of reframed what it is to promote a topic as how can this serve more people and make a bigger difference, because the love notes that people send me about finally getting their message right and being able to speak their truth, it really lets me know that this is personal to them. I mean, business can be personal. Business for many of us is personal. And So coming at it from a place of service really seems to be something. It's a big aha that I want everybody to really breathe in and out and make part of them, because it sort of makes that icky piece go away right out of the box.
It does, and it's interesting to me that I think you're right. People do think of it as the icky piece, the self-promotion. But I think about it like this. If you see a great movie or read a great book, are you reluctant to tell your friends about that? No, you're passionate. You're like, you've got to see this movie. I mean, I've actually told friends, go to Amazon right now and buy this book. I will wait. Go buy. You have to read this book. When you're really passionate about something that you think others will enjoy or benefit or profit from, we have no problem doing that. I mean, probably everybody on this call has done that at one point or another, has said to somebody, you've got to go see this movie. You've got to read that book. You've got to watch this TV show. And yet when it comes to our own value, we're reluctant to do that. Well, if we really believe in our value the same way we believe in that movie, that book, that TV show, then it's a disservice not to share that with passion and with enthusiasm and, you know, get known, as you put it.
Well, and I'm glad you brought up movies, because I've got a 15-year-old son who I treasure, and over the weekend he actually allowed me to take him to a Pixar movie. It's a new movie out called Brave.
Oh, yeah.
And what I love about this movie, and I won't give away the story, but it's essentially that you can change your fate.
Yeah.
You absolutely can change your fate. So if you have been one of those folks that was downsized from corporate America, if you've had clients pull away from their contracts because of the recession, if you're in some stage of reinventing what it is that you do now versus what you used to be doing before, and you're wondering if you can get to the other side and be smiling again, you absolutely can. It's a matter of making the decision, making the commitment, and journeying forward step by step, or maybe with leaps and bounds. But if you're indecisive, you won't get there. But if you make that decision, you will, because that's exactly what happened to me. And here I am telling the tale that it works.
Well, that's a good segue, because what I'd like to do now, if it's okay with you, is really kind of start to get into it, exactly how you got from where you were to where you are. I mean, really nuts and bolts, not theory stuff. I mean, I want to hear it, because I want to put these things into practice in my own business, and I'm sure the people on the line want to hear this also. Is it okay with you if we just get into it?
Yep.
Okay, now I know when you and I were talking a couple weeks ago at your house, you talked about a simple question. You said it's the question that can start you down the path to growing your influence today, and I was expecting something kind of broad and theoretical, you know, who am I in the world or something like that. But no, this is a real nuts and bolts question, which I love. Can you tell us what that is?
Yep. It's pretty simple. Ask yourself this question. How many people are on your list right this very minute? And do you even know? And what are you going to do to grow it so their numbers are better 30 days from now, 60 days from now, maybe 10 times better 6 months from now? This is a really important question, because let me just confess, words are my currency. I love words, numbers not so much. So I'm working with a coach. He says, how many people are on your list? And maybe you're like me and your eyes are glazing over and you're thinking, I don't even know where to go to find that out, you know? So, you know, he has to talk to me like I'm the village idiot to go to Constant Contact or One Shopping Cart to find out, oh, click on contacts. It will tell you how many people are there. Okay, so now you know to the level of village idiocy that I have started.
Right, and you see you have 3 people on your list.
And it's like, well, okay, well, wherever you are, there you are. But I took the temperature. I think when he asked me this question, I said I had 3,300 people on the list.
Wow.
Well, he says, but how many did you have 30 days before, and how many are going to have 30 days from now? And I said, well, heck if I know. He says, well, let's start there and set some big, bold intentions. And the fact of the matter was that I do a lot of joint ventures with other Internet entrepreneurs. And what really was grist for the mill, or kind of a somber point, is this one person. She was very blunt with me, and she said, until your list is at least 10,000 people, I can't joint venture with you.
Wow.
Because I only have certain number of windows of promotional opportunity that I want to bring fabulous offers to my tribe, and if you can't bring my message to 10,000 people, I'm better off bringing my message to people who can. And it was sort of tough love, but when you're wanting to play a bigger game, people have to be willing to tell you the truth. And she said, until you can get 10,000 people on your list, we're not going to play. And within 1 year, there are 10,000 people on my list because she pretty much said, you're not good enough.
Yeah. So that's amazing because that seems like such a daunting number, 10,000 people on the list, just even, you know, and those are just the table stakes. That's just to get in to play the game.
Play bigger. Play bigger with more people.
Or at least to play the game on that level.
Yeah. Well, it was a pretty, you know, remember I said about making the commitment, go big or go home?
Yeah.
I don't want to dabble anymore. Some of the people that I work with say, it's now or never. I've got to make it happen now. If not now, then when? And I kind of got to that place, too. I wanted to get invited to the big kids' table. I was tired of sitting at the little kids' table at Thanksgiving. I decided to roll up my sleeves and learn how to grow my list, grow my influence. Because here's the thing. You all have this thing that you do, this product that you sell, this service that you provide. You can only offer that to the people who know, like, and trust you right this very minute to a certain level. You have to grow your tribe so that more of the right people can say yes. So, you know, expanding your influence, I've heard it said that you can attach $1 of monthly income to every name on your list, and that's being conservative. So if you had 10,000 people on your list, that could equate to $10,000 a month in income from various products, services, and offerings that you bring to the party.
Now, see, right there, equating a dollar figure to people on the list, not that everybody's going to buy, but on average, that's a real incentive to grow a list.
Oh, my gosh. It's so intoxicating, and I want to tell you that that is a conservative estimate. There are some people out there that have very high-value offerings that charge in the tens of thousands of dollars, and their figures are even higher. But on a conservative basis, I can absolutely tell you that that is a true estimate. It definitely works, and it's a matter of time. Not everybody's ready to say yes to you today.
Right.
But in 6 months or a year, when what you have to offer is what it is that they need, and if you've been delivering value and making a difference and paying it forward and letting people know that you're there to serve, you're going to be at their top of their priority list. And when they need to buy what you're selling, they're going to be saying yes a whole lot more quickly. And that's why it's important to be a long-distance runner and go for the long-term relationship instead of the transaction, because you want people to fall in love with you, trust you, and stay with you over time. And
right.
That's really where a lot – it's like tending a garden.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question, because I'm guessing that there may be some people on the call now who are feeling a little discouraged because they're thinking, I don't have anywhere close to 10,000 people on my list. I don't even have close to the 3,300 that you started with. I mean, what do you say to people who – maybe don't even have any list yet? They're on this phone call because they want to start to make a splash, with sharing their information and value online, but they don't have a list at all. And all of a sudden, hearing this number, 10,000, can be real discouraging and keep people from even starting. So, what if you have either no list or your list is only 100, 200 people?
Well, I know how that is because when I started, I had 185 names on my list.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 185 names of people who liked me, trusted me, had purchased from me, or thought I was swell in one shape or form.
So basically 185 immediate family members.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
Not even immediate family. I think it was like step family or something.
Right.
So 185 names. You bloom where you're planted. And
oh, that's good.
You bloom where you're planted, and you grow from there. So what value can you offer to those 100 people?
Mm-hmm.
And if I had any piece of advice to offer based on the wisdom of my own experience, is think big at the start. Could you
what you mean by that?
I mean, don't start by offering a $5 or $10 information product. Think about a high-value offering that you could enroll your 100 people into. Bill, if you have 100 people on your list and 10 people decide to invest at $10,000 to develop rock star speaking skills so that they can command the podium and make a difference,
mm-hmm.
You're making pretty good living right out of the box with those 10 people who decided to make the wise choice to invest wisely at a high level with you.
Exactly. 10 people at $10,000, that's almost $20,000.
or remember me, the math thing. Don't ask me to do the math.
Okay.
But if you had 100 people and 10 people decided to engage with you at 10,000, you're making real money. So that brings us to another little important point is, what is it that you're going to be offering to people, and are you ready and clear about what those offers really are? Do you have ways to enroll people? And the point I want to make here is, do you absolutely love those offers so much that you would invest your own money to buy them? Can you stand in and on the value?
Oh, that's good. That's really good, because I think a lot of people don't fully believe in their offer. They think, okay, well, it's good enough. I'll throw it up there on the web and see if somebody buys it. But they don't really believe in it.
I think that happens a lot, and I also think there's an awful lot of karaoke singers out in the world that are borrowing and lending from people who are more established, creating things that are just like theirs and thinking they can, you know, sell it as something that's original or fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get really serious by being a copycat. I think you have to really find something that's uniquely your own, where you've got your own magic that you're bringing to the equation, so that people land on it and get some kind of wow about it. And I want to confess that I've really struggled with this. I mean, goodness gracious, not every product I have created has taken root to grow.
Mm-hmm.
I have a garage full of things that did not make it. I wanted it bad enough to really keep refining, really keep listening. And when I created Bye Bye Boring Bio Plus, it was totally meeting a need that a lot of people were struggling with and for which they were prepared to pay real money to get the relief. And I think that's another really big thing that people forget about is, yes, you're an expert in this thing. Yes, you can create an audio CD or a book or a booklet or a workbook or a CD set or whatever the case may be. But the golden question that you really ought to be asking is your ideal client suffering from that discomfort to the point that they're actually ready to whip out their wallet and invest wisely to get your particular brand of the solution? A lot of people stop short of asking themselves that question, and they have garages full of things that don't go anywhere. And
it's kind of weird, because I think some people may have the idea that somehow talking about it, which is weird because we're talking about creating a splash and getting ready, getting known, and getting paid. And yet some people have a tough time actually talking about the money because they think, well, I just want to help people. And it seems a little mercenary talking about the money. But if what you have to offer, I mean, you've got to offer something that people are willing to buy. Otherwise, you're wasting everybody's time.
Yes, and the people that are going to be buying it, sometimes people say, oh, I'll just make it available to everybody, which is a huge mistake. So when we say, you know, who is actually going to be buying this, it's like an onion that you want to peel back layer by layer. Who are these people? Are they men? Are they women? Are they business owners? Are they making a certain level of income? Where's their ache and pain? What words do they actually use to say what their problem is? And can you weave some of those words into the way you describe your niche, so when people land there, they go, yeah, this guy totally gets my problem, and he has a solution that I'm ready to buy. It's when people say, y'all come, everybody, that they end up with a whole garage full of stuff that never goes anywhere, and this is a problem. So don't be a karaoke singer.
You know, you actually raised a couple of good points there I want to comment on. First, about the karaoke singer, I would just add that, let's see, how can I put this? It's not that you have to have an idea that nobody's ever thought of before. If you do, that's great. But you have to have your own spin on it, at least. I mean, there are any number of people teaching some version of we become what we think about, which is true.
Yeah.
Our beliefs create what we are. But the successful people are teaching it in a different way. They're putting a different spin on it. So the people who are attracted to their spin, you know, that becomes their tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Their people, because, oh, I like the way, Nancy, let's say with what you do, you help people get out there and get known in a big way. You're not the only person in the world who does that, but for those with whom you resonate, your particular style, your message, whatever, you are the perfect person.
Right. And I think that we all can build a tribe of people who just really resonate with what it is that we have to offer. So that's why, you know, being you, my website is Authentic Visibility, and it has certainly been a journey for me to learn how to say that I'm successful despite the fact that technology is like Greek to me and math is not my best event.
Well, I want to talk about that in a little bit, but, you know, as long, we're kind of on a topic that I wanted to get into also. You're talking about finding your tribe, the people with whom you resonate. Really, your perfect audience is what we're talking about. Who are the people that they are the perfect match for you and you love working with them? It's just, it's a perfect fit. Because I think so many people think, well, I just want to get out to everybody. You know, I want to get, as far as getting known, I want to get quoted in the Wall Street Journal. I want to get quoted in the New York Times. I want to, you know, I want to be famous because if, you know, once I'm famous, then everybody will be attracted to me. And your model is a little different because you're saying, I love the way you put it when you say that getting slightly famous among a perfect audience trumps being massively famous to everybody in the world and getting a lot of good press in the traditional media.
Well, I there's another fellow that coined that phrase, and I'm going to remember what his name is in a minute, get slightly famous.
As soon as we hang up the phone, you'll
remember. Yeah, and I want to give that credit. But he was so right because I want to tell you just true. As true as I can be, I'm an absolute fan of getting quoted in the media that matter for your message. I think having ABC, NBC, NPR, USA Today, having these logos around your name and your expertise is a visual way to differentiate you from every other person out there that does this thing that you do.
Well, it is a credibility builder, certainly.
Yeah, it's like logo soup. You, people take one look and they go, wow, that's something I'm going to order off the menu. That person looks like she knows what she's talking about. But what I have found is that now that I have the logo soup, I want to be speaking in front of people who are absolutely suffering from the problems that I help solve. Everyone who's reading the Wall Street Journal doesn't need to broadcast their brilliance in a winning way. A lot of them don't even care about that.
Right.
But people who are entrepreneurs in the first 3 years of doing business that are serious about growing their business, those people are not only interested, but they're poised and ready to take action. So what I have found is that, yes, I've done all kinds of PR campaigns for myself and for big clients that have helped them to get known and get seen in major media from Oprah Magazine, you name it. It's all out there. But the greatest results that I've been able to count at the cash register have happened as a direct result of webinars and teleseminars and interviews with targeted audiences, even live speeches in front of live audiences. These are the people that are just bellying up to the bar who are serious about learning that specific thing, and they often come ready to invest money. I like to get seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated, and I know I'm not alone.
Right.
So that's why, you know, getting invited to do a teleseminar or being part of somebody's telesummit where thousands and thousands of people need a better bio right now is one of the very best things that I can do to help people and help myself at the same time. The exchange of energy is beautiful both ways, and the best part about it is that the marketplace is made better with better stories all at once. So it feels to me like it's an ultimate act of service for one and all, not just for myself or someone else.
No, it's a win-win-win, and it goes back to another thing we were talking about earlier, actually your very first question about how big is your list. Because once you get involved with joint partners, if you've got a message, as you do, which resonates with somebody else's tribe, you know, but they're not teaching it themselves, you know, they may teach something peripheral, and what you do could really benefit them, then by being exposed to them, you know, that person's tribe, a certain number of those people will now become your tribe, or your community, as some people call it, which I think might be even a nicer term, but because there's a resonance there.
Well, and you know, I don't know how many times I heard that before it really started to land for me, so I just want to say it again. You know, there are a lot of people out there that teach people how to create six-figure businesses fast, let's say.
It's a big catchphrase on the web now, six-figure.
Lots of them. Create a six-figure business fast, and they take you through a model of how you need to do that. And as I've looked at their models, none of them talk about how to write a better bio so you can stand out and shine in every situation on earth.
Right.
And so it occurred to me, I am not competing with these fine people who have very important, useful businesses that are making a huge impact. I am adding value without competing. I have a complementary offering that makes a big difference and puts a different spin on things that actually is very refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening to this, I want you to think about who in the world, like here, you and I, Bill, I speak, you know, better than the average bear, but I'm certainly not a rock star. You are the head of Rockstar Speaking Skills. I don't teach Rockstar Speaking Skills. You do. I have a lot of people in my world who absolutely need to step onto bigger stages and make bigger impact and deliver their message more magically. And I am not the person to teach them how to do that.
Right.
You are. So you and I are like peas and carrots, M&Ms. Peanut butter and jelly, because we are complementary without being competitive.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
The invitation is for everyone to think about who in the world is their equivalent of peanut butter to their jelly, and how can you make friends with those people so that you can joint venture together and make a bigger difference through the combination and the sum total of the work that you all do. That is a really big idea that has absolutely lent powerful fuel to my success and to the success of the people that I've played with. And that's why I really wanted to make that point really, really clearly.
Yeah, that's huge. And I think, again, going back to something you said, it's easy to look at the people with the huge monster list and think, okay, well, what I have can help them. But there are hundreds, if not thousands, of other people who've got smaller lists, and maybe that's the better place if you're just starting to grow your list, as you yourself found out. This is your own experience. You went to one of those mega people, and this is what's great about this phone call, because we get to learn from your experience. And that person, as you said, tough love, just said, look, until you have 10,000 people on your list, I can't help you. I mean, because, you know, she is running a business, and that's
well,
her business.
Well, and
model.
Not everybody's going to be like that, because there was a situation about 2008, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Susan Harrow of PR Secrets, rock star as far as I'm concerned, she was promoting in her newsletter this mega sale where all the best do-it-yourself publicity products on earth were going to be made available for a one-week window of time at this ridiculously low price as a generous act of paying it forward by all these internet entrepreneurs worldwide who believed in her mission. And when I saw this newsletter, I thought to myself, oh my gosh, I'd give my left arm if she would include my do-it-yourself publicity success system as part of that bundle. And yet there I was at the little kid's table at Thanksgiving.
Right, with the one short leg so the gravy keeps spilling. yeah, I've been at that table.
And I thought, well, who's going to pay attention to me? She didn't even know who I was.
Oh, see, this is your introvert coming out.
And so what I did is I reached out to her in an email, and I said, I absolutely love what you've cooked up, and I would also love to be a part of it in some way. And she says, well, can you promote it to your list? I said, I absolutely can, and I'll do the best possible job. And she asks me how big my list is, and I have to sort of have list shame and tell her
right.
that it's not very big.
Right.
And she says, well, that's okay. You know, I think I had 1,000 people on the list at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, yes, well, why don't you send me the solo emails that you want me to send to the list, and I will gladly do it with so much enthusiasm it'll make your head turn. And then I said, and oh, by the way, and this was the most boldest thing that I did, I said, I know that planning an event like this with all those rock stars is not an inconsequential thing. And it could very well happen at the 11th hour that one of your big names is going to drop off the end of the earth for some commitment that he forgot about this thing through. If you get to the end of this rainbow and you find you have a missing piece that needs to be filled, I do have a product that I think would be a perfect fit. Would you consider me?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a real nice way of putting it. I mean, you're not putting her on the spot. You're saying, in case somebody drops out, I'm a resource. I mean, as a professional speaker, I've done that where other speakers get snowed in at O'Hare or something, and I filled in for them. It's, you know, you're doing her a favor.
And so here's what she said. She was so gracious. She says, you know what? why don't you ship your product to me? I'll take a look at it, and we'll see what we can do. And so I put a beautiful package together. I put a lovely handwritten note inside. I Federal Expressed it to her, and I reinforced that I was going to do everything I possibly could to make her event successful, and I look forward to journeying forward with her in the future. Well, a day or two later, she called me, and she was so nice about it. She says, I don't care if somebody drops off the end of the earth or not. I like your product. I like you. I'm going to include you in the mega sale, and thank you so much for reaching out. And so sometimes you can just make an approach. Be nice about it.
Now, let me ask you something. When you made that offer to her, I mean, you're an introvert, and you feel, and you still have the mindset that you're playing at the little kids, you know, you're at the little kids' table. What was, I mean, did you just have to, like, take a deep breath and go over? Because I think a lot of people on this line might think, oh, I could never do that, though. But you're also one of those people who might have been thinking, I could never do that, and yet you did it anyway. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about what that process was like for you just before you took that deep breath and made that offer?
Sure. Well, remember earlier I said you're either 100% committed or you're not, mm-hmm. and you've either created products that you would absolutely buy even if you didn't even know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I really believed that what I had created was top drawer of service, of value. I didn't have any doubt about it. You know, the thing about us introverts is we really put a lot of emphasis on creativity and quality and doing things in a really thoughtful way.
Mm-hmm.
We think before we speak, all these things about us. But I had a bulletproof product, and I knew it.
Oh, I like that phrase. And I just want to emphasize that because I want everybody on this call to be able to say that about their own product or service. It's bulletproof. And if you don't have that belief, then go back and fix your product. I mean, if you aren't absolutely convinced that what you've got is bulletproof, then you still have work to do.
Yeah, you deserve what you get. And so I had this sense of deep knowing, and it wasn't being, boastful. It wasn't coming from a place of boasting. It was like a deep knowing. And so I just said, listen, just take a look at it and see how it lands, and then we'll go from there. And then if you tell me the baby's ugly, okay, whatever. But she didn't. And here's the most beautiful thing, and I'm so grateful to her to this day, because there were very big players on that call who were happy to be participating. And any person who's courting an event like this needs to do the math afterwards. How big was your list? How many sales did you refer? How many leads did you generate? She does this for every contributor.
Right.
So she calls me. I'm probably the smallest contributor in terms of list of anyone who's playing. But she says to me, of all the people that were in this event, there were some pretty heavy hitters. But on a percentage basis, what you did and the results you generated trumped them all. She says, you really deliver what you promise, and that's a really important thing. There are a lot of big names that are getting kind of, they've got that green room attitude that maybe they don't do everything they said they were going to do, or they only do it halfway, or I don't know, whatever it is they do. That's not my situation. So when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to go full court press, I'm going to put my heart into it, I'm going to let people know that I really believe in this product or this event or whatever it is.
There's a lot of power and commitment, isn't there?
Oh, my gosh. And it's not the first time that this has happened. I want to give you one more example.
Please.
There's another woman, fabulous woman. Her name is Christine Closer, and she has something called the Transformational Author Experience.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, a friend of a friend told me about this Transformational Author Experience. And I said, oh, that sounds like it would be just a perfect audience for what it is that I do. And so I thought, well, I could certainly approach her about having me speak on her telesummit, but she doesn't even know me from anybody.
Right.
So I went online and I found out what it was about, and then I said I would be more than happy to promote this to my tribe, and if it would serve her tribe for me to give away as a prize the Do-It-Yourself Publicity Success System or Bye Bye Boring Bio Plus or one of my other products that helps book publishers get their work in the world out, it would be my pleasure to do that. And so they said,
that's a real interesting tactic. I like that.
And so they said, well, sure, we'd love to have you play. So usually what happens is they say, can you please send 2 solo emails to your entire list, and can you tweet about it, and can you do all of these things? And, of course, I said yes, and then I thought I'd go at one better, so I blogged about it. I did a few extra things that were unexpected. Well, turns out that my list really enjoyed responding to the transformational author experience. So I knew Bye Bye Boring Bio was going to be an important tool to help this community. So when the event was over, I had my book, Bye Bye Boring Bio Plus, Federal Expressed to Christine Closer, and I said, I'd love for you to take a look at this because I think it could really serve your community. And when you do the transformational author experience next time, maybe there'll be a role for this tool to play. And if I can contribute to it in some way, shape, or form, it would be my pleasure. She doesn't know me from anybody. So she sends me this email a couple weeks later, and she says, I took your book to bed with me at 10 o'clock, and I stayed up half the night. I rewrote my bio. I'm really loving it. Can you take a look at it? And then I got it, and I gave her a few ideas to make it better, and then she sent it out to her whole tribe, and they loved it. And what do you know? She says, based on how fabulous this is, I can't wait to have you as a speaker on this year's Telesummit.
Oh, wow.
And I did this interview on a Friday afternoon, and by the following Monday, I had 700 new subscribers and $7,000 in book sales and a new best friend forever.
That's how you build a list. And I really love what you said. They say, you know, most JV partners will say, you know, look, I want you to do 2 solo emails to your list and a couple of tweets and this. And what the next sentence you said was, I thought, okay, well, I'll do all that, but how can I take it one better? And that's the mindset, I think, that has been so key to your rapid success over the past year, is that you don't do just what's expected. You always think, okay, what can I do to take it up another notch? Not huge, I mean, because you don't want to be working 24/7, but just what can I do to add a little bit more to what they expect?
Well, and this is especially important if you do have a smaller list, because people will say, well, what else do you have to bring to the party? Well, maybe I could write a press release and issue it over a wire service. Maybe I can introduce them to 4 more amazing people who can be of value to that telesummit. Maybe I can, I mean, whatever it is, I'm always thinking, how can I add value in unexpected ways that will make this person's head turn and have a smile on their face so that when they see my email come in, they're grinning? And I think that that same kind of attitude really is the way I try to do everything in my work and my business. If you are getting an email from me and you're cringing, then I'm not doing it right. So try to be a pleasure to work with in every way. And the other thing about these telesummits and all of that, you know, I talk about getting prepared.
Yeah.
When you get invited to do one of these things, they're going to want your headshot, your 5 key message points. They're going to want to know the offers that you're going to be extending, and they're going to want to see links that make it easy for them to see and say them so that everybody can take response to them. And I have learned how to get all that to them before the phone has even hit the cradle. And that turns heads, because if you've ever produced and tried to coordinate 25 joint venture partners to be all dancing the same beat to the same music, it's not easy. So be the one that is the most pleasant to work with. And they're going to not only love the fact that you've made their life easy, but when you deliver what you promise in a way that was beyond their expectations, they're going to talk about you favorably to other people who are looking for people just like you. And then when they send out those JV partner summaries about who the top 10 contributors were and your name is on the list, all those heavy hitters see your name and then they start calling you too.
Right.
And one good thing leads to another. It all starts by going above and beyond the call right out of the box and believing that you have a bulletproof item or product or service that absolutely makes a difference, so that you have no hesitation about coming from a place of service to help people experience the benefit.
Yeah. I want to ask you to quickly repeat something you said just a little while ago, because I know people are taking notes, and you kind of went over it very fast. The things that you have ready to go at a moment's notice, you're talking about headshots and bios and things like that. Can you kind of go over again what are some of the things that people will be asking for that you want to have in a file on your computer that you can just, you know, click and send and not have to be looking all over the place for, or even creating from scratch?
Yeah, this is going to be a game changer for people. I want you to have the 5 to 7 questions that your host should ask you so that you can have an organized and thoughtful conversation that will guide your audience to take the action you most want them to take.
Wow.
I want you to have your headshot ready to share so that you can have it showcased wherever they're promoting this.
And that's
a
JPEG?
Mm-hmm. I want you to have your book cover if you have a book. There is something, this is going to be kind of geeky, and remember me, I'm not technology wizard at all.
Mm-hmm.
But there's there's a free plugin you can put in your WordPress blog called Pretty Link Software. And download it and put it on your blog, because when they ask for a link where people can get your free report, or they ask for a link where they can direct people to go buy this thing you want people to take action to do,
mm-hmm.
when it says authenticvisibility.com/BillS,
mm-hmm.
you can say it out loud and a listener will get it.
Right.
You're not tripping over alphabet soup that nobody can remember. Anything you can do to make it easy to buy, own, and refer with an easy-to-say-and-spell link is a great thing. And it
right.
took
What's
me
that called
like
again? Pretty Link?
Pretty Link Software. I wish somebody had taken me by the hand and explained that to me 3 years ago, because I am not good at technology anyway. All that gobbledygook is so hard to type and spell and get accurate. I don't want anything standing in the way of somebody taking the right action to get to the right place. So when an affiliate is going to be promoting you, Bill, like it's going to say authentic, I'm your partner, right? So it says authenticvisibility.com/BillS. If anybody clicks on that, it takes them to the opt-in page for our teleseminar. And if anybody decides to enroll in any of my programs because you invited them to come and play with me, I'm happy to share the rewards, because my shopping cart is going to acknowledge that link and track it and let me know how many results you've sent my way.
And then I get money.
And you get money. It's a beautiful thing. But see, learning how to do that, you know, it took me a lot longer to learn how to do that than I really would like to confess.
Well, again, that's the beauty of this phone call, because as we said earlier, you kind of took the long and winding road, and we want just a short little, you know, path that we can take, and this is enormously helpful. Can we talk a little bit about the actual monetizing of what, you know, of somebody's service, and exactly what it really takes? I mean, what the key is to actually monetizing somebody's offer or somebody's service?
Yeah, sure. We've all heard these same kinds of tips before. You need to have a free offering or a free special report so people can get on your list and become fans and followers of your work.
Right, because it's basically something of value that you give them in exchange for their name and email.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to have like a front door offering, a $97 item, $197 item that people can get an even more delicious taste. And then maybe you might have a group program, and then maybe you might have some high-end, delicious, really expensive program that's absolutely fantastic in every way. Now, it took me a really long time to create all four of these elements. And the biggest aha or the biggest takeaway or the most important thing that I want anyone listening to this call to totally understand is that I believe, and my balance sheet certainly demonstrates, that when all four of these pieces are integrated and make sense as if they're part of one big system that is all part of the same big result that's happening, that's when the wheel of revenue starts to spin a lot more readily. So, like, for example, I have a free gift I offer. It's the Monetize Your Expertise audio file that explains my lessons and confessions along my journey to monetize my expertise. People can get the audio file and the recording, the audio file and the PowerPoint just by getting my email, sharing their email address. And when they listen or watch, whatever their preference, they will either like, know, and trust me, or they won't. Either way, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the front door is, Well, if you want to move down the path, you first got to say who you are, what you do, and why it matters now more than ever. Well, that's what Bye Bye Boring Bio Plus is all about. That's my $97 offering.
Mm-hmm.
Then people step up, you know, people get that and they'll say, well, but I need more of Nancy to get this figured out. I really want to broadcast my brilliance and get my bio right, but I don't want to go it alone. Well, they'll join my Broadcast Your Brilliance webinar series where they can get that and a whole lot more. And then when they've got that all figured out, then it's time to really kick it up a notch and get known and get paid, which is where my mentoring program comes in. So what happens is every step builds on the other one. It's all relevant. It's not like on the one hand I'm talking about commercial real estate and then I'm talking about software and then I'm talking about
how to train your dog.
How to train your dog. I mean, they all make sense. They all build one upon the other like a real system should. So the invitation for you is create these kinds of steps or a progression in your own business where everything makes sense. And then if I had it to do over again, I would start at the top. And I would create a bulletproof high-end premium program first and then build everything else underneath it. Because when people are serious about getting known and getting paid, when you have an opportunity to enroll somebody into a high-end offering, your money worries go away a lot faster.
Can you define high-end for us?
It could be, $1,000, $2,000, $10,000. There are some mentors out there that sell $100,000 mentoring programs.
Right, okay.
So, but, like earlier in our example, like you have rock star speaking skills. I don't know the level of your various offerings, but just for fun, I know you already told us, let's say there are 100 people on your list.
Mm-hmm.
If 10 of those people knew they needed rock star speaking skills and learning those skills from someone who won 29 Emmys and has been on main stages to standing ovations was what it is that they needed to gain the confidence to do it, 10 people, I've got my little calculator here, 10 people times 10,000, that's $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
If you had 10 people investing with you for $10,000
a piece,
that's $100,000 income.
Mm-hmm.
Working with 10 perfect people who absolutely need the value that you bring with your own brand of magic.
Mm-hmm.
Do that.
I like
really,
that. Do 10 perfect people. That's great.
Yeah, do that really, really well, and then do it again.
Yeah.
And then do it again. And then maybe you'll figure out that maybe there's a way for you to teach the rock star speaking skills in a group format for people for whatever reason aren't quite ready to invest at the $10,000 level. What could you create that would be a group delivery model where they could get the magic but be in a group so that you could charge less and invite them to still get the benefits?
And serve more people.
Mm-hmm. And there's that leverage piece there too. And then maybe because you did that Rockstar Speaking Sales Group webinar series and you recorded all the calls and you had PowerPoint presentations and you had all the calls transcribed and you had tools and curriculum that you've used from your life that you included as part of it, that you were able to create a digital product from that webinar series, then you could sell that as a do-it-yourself kit at a different price point that would help people that absolutely know that they need that, but for whatever reason, they didn't want to group to the group thing or they couldn't perhaps make the commitment to invest at that high level. So all of a sudden, you have created this system by starting at the top down, and everything works.
Yeah.
I think you should do that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm actually in the process of doing that based on the conversations we've had. But it's good because it's about repurposing, so you're not reinventing the wheel, you're just finding out ways to make that wheel serve more and more people at different levels. Obviously, if somebody invests $10,000 with me or with you, they should expect and they will get more personal access, more one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're investing $497 for a group program or some sort of an online course, okay, it's not going to be one-on-one. It's still going to be great material, a great value.
And that's the beauty of having a system that you have created that's got your own unique spin on it, because whether you're talking to one person, 100 people, 1,000 people, It's all a step-by-step system that guides people down the yellow brick road to the outcome that you promised in a delivery method that lands for them. Now we started this call earlier and saying they're introverts and they're extroverts. Well, I am an introvert, and I have been in an extrovert world my whole life. So I've created, you know, my whole thing is like, I want to create programs and products that not only I think can be bulletproof, but that I love giving and that people are happy to invest into, so that I love doing it. And I think we all need to be enrolling people into programs that we love offering so that there's no disconnect. So that's why creating things that are uniquely your own, I think, you know, is something to give a lot of thought to.
And Nancy, I'm guessing that there are a lot of people on this call because you've talked about the value that you offer with Bye Bye Boring Bio and your other programs that are all connected, who will want to know how they can take this deeper. They think, wow, this is something I really could use. I want to be sure that we leave time so you can tell people how they can get a deeper dive and really, really start to benefit from the systems that you've developed. So I want to make sure we do that. But I've got one final question to ask you real quickly, because you did talk earlier about the fact that math and technology are not your friends, and that can be a real stumbling block for a lot of people. We hear, you know, so far on this call we've talked about things like, you know, Constant Contact and One Shopping Cart and setting up these, you know, these emails and, you know, all these things, and a lot of people are just going, I don't know how to do that. I barely know where the shift key is on my, you know, on my keyboard. And I know that that's not quite where you were, but
pretty
you
close.
Kind of figured this out. So can you kind
pretty
of
close.
Take it? Yeah. So can you kind of take it? Because that can be enough of a stumbling block for some people that they just never do it at all. And that's the worst mistake they can make, is just to never get started. So as somebody who's been there, can you kind of guide us through that?
Yes, I want to say something. You know, before I became an online entrepreneur, I was a publicity expert, a journalist mostly. Mm-hmm. And what a journalist is an expert in is who, what, where, when, why, and how. You just organize words that in an inverted pyramid style that put the most important information first, and you tell a story. Who, what, where, when, why, and how. So learning how to do online marketing is like the ultimate journalistic investigation into territory that was heretofore unfamiliar to me, a whole language that, you know, HTML was Greek to me,
right.
Writing an autoresponder. I did not know the difference between an e-blast and an autoresponder. I did not know how to use my shopping cart. I did not know how to use a pretty link. When Joan Stewart said, did you have an affiliate program? I actually said, oh gosh, Joan, what's an affiliate program? I mean, that is at the level at which I was starting when I got this thing going.
Oh, that's so good to hear that you could get from there to where you are now. So how do you do it?
Well, you do it step by step, and you get help. This is probably really obvious to a lot of people. Maybe it isn't. But Joan Stewart, the publicity hound,
yeah.
she says to me, do you use One Shopping Cart? I said, yes. She says, do you have a webmaster? I said, yes. She says, did you know that your webmaster can turn on the affiliate program that's already activated, that's already in place? All you have to do is decide what kind of commissions you want to pay. I said, no, I didn't know that. She says, well, why don't you set it up, and I'll be happy to be your first affiliate, and I will promote your Media Savvy to Go publicity tips booklets to my 30,000 people, because they're so good, I wish I would have written them myself. And I could feel my heart beating in my chest. I'm thinking, holy cow, Joan Stewart, she's such a rock star. I can't even believe this is happening to me. So I call my webmaster, and I say, can you set that up for me? I even asked Joan, how much a commission should I offer? She says, be generous. It's always the right thing to do. So I said, okay, set it up at 30%. I'll pay 30% affiliate commission on information products. Can you set that up for me, David? And he did. So I wrote her back. I said, the affiliate program is now up and running, and you are welcome to join. And a couple of weeks later, she advocated to her 30,000 people on her list about my tips booklets, and I started getting orders from all around the country, and I was only too happy to send her a check to thank her for her contribution to my
wow.
success. She put me on the map. So number one is find a webmaster who knows about how to use Shopping Cart. you can go to the virtual assistant, find a virtual assistant. There's a Virtual Assistant Professional Association where you can actually find a virtual assistant and you can actually say, I want someone who is knowledgeable with WordPress, one shopping cart, and Constant Contact to assist me in the technobabble that is not my best event, and I want you to do it with a wink and a grin and make me look good as you do, which is exactly what I did. I found somebody who loved to do what I didn't like, and I found a way to describe with specificity exactly what I wanted done so I didn't have to do it anymore. Because one of the biggest mistakes I made was trying to think I needed to know it all. I'm the kind of person that wants to clean up before the housekeeper comes, and that is such a waste. Now I say to my VA, this is the end result that I want. This is the mess that I have to start with. Can you fix it for me so that it works?
Wow.
And I don't feel bad about it. I don't feel bad about it anymore. I spent way too much time trying to be perfect, and I'm sure there are many, many, many thousands of dollars that have been could have been in my shopping cart that weren't, because I was trying to make myself good at things that were not my area of strength. I really think that if we can all spend more time in the area where we actually have some magic to offer, we can make a bigger difference, even when it's you think you can't afford to hire someone to help you with this. You can't afford to hire someone. You can't not afford to hire someone to help you with this, because it's going to take you three times as long to do that thing that takes them 2 seconds to do.
And it'll only be half as good, if that. And the time you spend trying to learn all that and invent that wheel and getting a, you know, only a so-so result is time that you could have been spent doing the work that only you can do, which is creating products and services that help to help spread your message to thousands and thousands of people.
Well, and here's just one other thing, just for proof. And I know I'm, you know, not as big a player as other people are in the world, but I think I have 175 people who have raised their hand and said, I love Nancy Jutton's products, services, and programs enough to advocate for them as a strategic partner. Well, if 175 people loved what you had to do to be your strategic partner, and you invited them to advocate for you and share the wealth with them, how much bigger could your list grow overnight by being of service to people who need to know about you, who are only too happy to finally know about you so that they can get the benefit? That has been the most important area of emphasis for me the last year in particular, is to find people who love my work enough that they would be happy to go to the mountaintop and tell their people that they think highly of me too.
Right.
So
well,
you got to learn. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say I've benefited from your work. Again, as I said earlier in the introduction a couple of years ago, you'd helped me get lots of press on radio, and it's been just a pleasure watching your journey. So I can certainly vouch for the value that you bring to your clients and people who work with you. For those people on the line who would like to benefit by that and would like to work with you more and create their own, get their own name and work out there in a big way so that they can get ready and get known and then get paid, how can they do that? How can they work more with you?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, and we promised we would not do a heavy-duty sales pitch, and we're not going to. Here's the invitation. Go to authenticvisibility.com/private-mentoring-program. Here you can read about my 6-month private mentoring program for introverted business owners who have big messages to share, who want to work with me one-on-one to learn how to get known and get paid. You can learn about what my program is and what my program isn't, and what the outcome can be for you when you make the commitment to take decisive action with me as your guide. What you'll find out is that it's all about you. There's nobody else in the group. There's nowhere for you to hide. I'm going to hold your feet to the fire. I'm going to tell you everything I know, everything I don't know. I'm going to give you the resources and tools you need to be successful. And we'll have a great time together, and nothing would make me happier than for you to be the poster child that I speak about on all the stages and teleseminars and webinars that I do, to say that you went through the Get Known to Get Paid system successfully to have the outcome at the balance sheet and beyond that you absolutely were committed to achieving at the start. So that website, again, is authenticvisibility.com/private mentoring program, where there's a dash between each of those words. Just go there. If you like what you read, apply, and we'll have a conversation. And I want you to know that there's no credit card information asked for on the application, because if this is not a peas and carrots, peanut butter and jelly, M&M kind of match, we're not going to play together. But if you like me and I think what you have to offer is suitable, that you can get known to get paid, I can't wait to play with you. We'll start working together in July. We'll continue through January. And at the end of it, you will be so glad that you did, and you won't have broken the bank to do it, and I think that's a really great thing and kind of refreshing, too.
Oh, Nancy, that's fantastic. I know every time I sit down with you for just an hour, I get such huge value. I just can't imagine how things can be different working with you one-on-one for 6 months.
Well, and I want to say one other thing is that there are only 12 spots, and 3 have already been claimed.
Oh.
And so 9 perfect places are ready for perfect people who are committed to journeying forward to get known and get paid. And I just know that, you know, here it is. I'm not only asking for what it is that I want, but I'm modeling what it is that you can do in your own business. Who do you most want to work for? And with what outcome do you deliver for them, and what is the delicious way in which you can deliver it so that you can stand in and on your bulletproof program and know that it is totally coming from a place of service, and that wonderful relationships are going to take shape that will make you so glad that you made that choice. I think that's really the secret sauce of really, you know, getting into that place of really believing in what you're doing and walk in your own talk and being generous of spirit to help people achieve the same results. So it's the authenticvisibility.com private-mentoring-program. Come and play with me. We start in July. One-on-one, introverts unite.
That's great. Now, we'll also put that website on the Facebook page, which is what, facebook.com/Nancy Jutton. So you'll be able to find it in case you didn't have a chance to write it down. Again, it's authenticvisibility.com slash